This sheet is dedicated to the Refuah Shleima of Chaim Yisocha ben Chaya Mushkat, and also to the Refuah Shleima of Yitzchok Yankov ben Bas Yisora. They should have a Refuah Shleima min Hashamayim, l'ramach evereim, shesogadeim, and a listig in Purim, a happy Purim, for them and for Kol Beis Yisrael. So the topic we will be discussing today is Matonois le'evyoinim. Prateya v'digdukeya. And the basic question that will be the focus of today's shiur is, how do we define the mitzvah of Matonos Levyoinim? One could suggest two different approaches or definitions. The first would be, Matonos Levyoinim is a mitzvah of tzedakah. Even though this mitzvah is relevant and it is a chiyuv throughout the year, every day of the year, but there is a special chiyuv of mitzvah tzedakah on Purim for various reasons. Kach gozo chachmosom shel Chazal, and Chazal understood and decreed that one should have a special mitzvah of tzedakah on Purim. The second approach would be no. The mitzvah is basically part of Simchas Yom Tov. However, when we have a mitzvah of Simcha, part of our chiyuv is l'sameach acherim. In the parsha of Vidimaisis we say v'somachti b'kol atoiv. And Chazal and the Sefri quoted by Rashi say, Samachti v'simachti acherim. Whenever a person is involved in Simcha Shel Mitzvah, it is incumbent upon him to be misameach acherim, and especially ha'oni v'ho'evyan. We all very well know the Rambam in Perek Vav v'Hilchos Yom Tov, when the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. And there's a very famous Rambam, the Rambam in Halacha Yud Ches, Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam writes the definition, the Hagdora Chayev Odom Liyos, Sameach v'toiv lev, hu v'bono v'ishtoi v'bnei beisoi, v'kol hanilvim elav. And then the Rambam goes on to say, Kishehu ochel v'shote chayav lahachil leger liyosem l'almono, im shah ha'aniyim ha'umlalim. Aval mishenoyel dalsus chatzero, v'yoichel v'shoi sehu v'bono v'yishtoi, v'einenu machil u'mashke la'aniyim ulemorei nefesh, einzo simchas mitzvah ela simchas kreisoi. That's a very, very harsh language. V'al elu ne'emar zivcheyem kalechamonim, להם כל אוכליו יתאמו כי לחמם לנפשם בשמחה כזו קלון הוא. It is a shame, שנמה וזריסי פרש על פניכם פרש חגיכם. So the Rambam makes it very clear on Simchas Yom Tov. When you are happy, you have to make other people happy, especially the needy, the desperate, the aniyim and the evyanim. And in the same way, one could argue that the mitzvah of Matonos Levyoinim is not basically tzedakah, but rather Simchas Yom Tov, when you are sameach, see to it that the poor, the desolate, the desperate, those will be happy as well. You cannot ignore them. B'yoyim simchaschem. So is the basis of this mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. However, naturally, it's also tzedakah, because whenever you support the needy, it's tzedakah. Or maybe it's the basic idea of mitzvah tzedakah, but a special chiyuv to give tzedakah on Purim. And we will bring various sources. Kedar Koshel Torah, Zimetofresh Sadik Dalat Siv Kotnar of the Taz quotes the Shit of the Bach, that even an oni is chayiv v'matonas levyoinim, just like he's chayiv in Dalat Koisis. And that is a very interesting comparison. The Pri Chodesh argues, Mishloach Monos, yes, because Mishloach Monos is like any other mitzvah, but Matonos Levyoinim is tzedakah. What's the point in having an oni take tzedakah to give tzedakah? I mean, why don't you leave it to the Gabi tzedakah to do it directly? Why do you have to take from the Kopi tzedakah to give to others? And therefore, the Pri Chodesh argues that an oni is chayiv Mishloach Monos, but not Matonos Levyoinim. So, obviously, I think, what is the machlokes? What is the argumentation? The Pri Chodesh argues, Matonos Levyoinim is just like any other tzedakah. You don't have to take tzedakah to give tzedakah. That is no justification. However, probably the Bach and the Taz understand, no, Matonos Levyoinim is just like Mishloach Monos. It's part of Simchas Purim. And even an oni needs to have Simchas Purim, just like he needs to, he is entitled to Dalat Koisis, he is also entitled to Simchas Purim. And part of the Simchas Purim actually is sharing the simcha with others. Source number two, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Reish Tzadik Daled quotes the Maril. Maril in Siman Nun Vav, that you cannot give Matonas and Yonim from Maisar. And once again, others argue, Nishloach Monas, you can't give from Maisar, but Matonas and Yonim is Tzedakah. That's the entire idea of Maisar. What is Maisar? You have to give a tenth of your income to Tzedakah, so why would Matonas and Yonim be different? This halacha obviously is dependent on the same shaila. If it's tzedakah, why not give it from Maisar? If it's a mitzvah Simchas Yomtov, no, then you have to give it out of your pocket, just like any other mitzvah that costs money, and you cannot do those mitzvahs from Maisar. I am very well aware that in the Maharil, who is the source of this halacha and Siman Nun Vav, there's a different presentation of the shaila. But the Meril is Sorachi in Godel. What I say is the Pashtus. L'chayra, this question is dependent on the Tutz Dodi. The most important source, obviously, to this question is the Rishonim, Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Ches. Ayin Ches, and based on Bava Metzia, we learn a halacha about Matonas Devyonim, about Mo'is Purim, and Ein Medaktik in the Mo'is Purim. And the Rishonim explain Ein Medaktikin. We do not check out people that asked for support on Purim, and whoever asks is entitled to receive support. And that is the din of Ein Medaktikin, the Mo'is Purim. The Rishonim also quote the Yerushalmi. The Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Kola Poishit Yad Noisim Loi. Whoever stretches out his hand is entitled to receive matonos le'evyonim. Kol ha'pushit ad noisim lo seems to indicate that even if we know that he isn't entitled, we know that he's not a oni. Nevertheless, he stretched out his hand, therefore noisim lo. And the Rishonim ask, why? Why would matonos le'evyonim be different than any other tzedakah? Whether it's Kupishal Tzedakah or Tamchui or any other Kupa of Tzedakah or Masa Oni or any other support that's designated for Aniyim. If he isn't entitled, we won't give him. So the Ritva says that the mitzvah of Matonas Levyonim is not only Tzedakah, it's also Simchas Yomtov. Ukedei Shiyu Hakol Smechim, therefore Chazal said, and the same idea is formulated in Toises Arash. So the Toises Arash and the Ritva. The Ritva is twice. Megillah Dav Zayin and Bava Metzia Ayin Ches both say that because this mitzvah is based on Simchas Yomtov, therefore Shiyu Hakol Sameichin Ein Medaktikin. In addition, Lalochem, that same sugya is Ein Mishanin. Usually when we give tzedakah for an oni, we do not dictate to the poor man what he's supposed to do with the money. We trust him. Obviously he knows what he needs. But regarding Matonas Levyonim, he's not allowed to buy retzua leman alo. Can't even buy shoes. If the person doesn't have shoes, maybe that's more important than having steak. But nevertheless, Matonas Levyonim is designated for Sudas Purim. And the oni, the recipient, should not use that money for any other purpose. That is the basic halacha, which also seems to indicate it has to do with Simchas Yomtov. And the focus of Simchas Yomtov is Sudas Purim. Regarding Purim, Yom Mishta V'Simcha. And therefore, the money should be used for Mishta V'Simcha, for Sudas Purim, because it is not like any other tzedakah, but also Simchas Puri. So I have another question. Is it Shnei Dinim? Would we say, Matonas Levyonim, there are Shnei Dinim? Simchas Purim on one hand, Tzedakah on the other hand. There's a Chiddush in the Beis Yosef, supported by the Bach. If a person just designated money or food for Matonas Levyonim, that is Mechayev, and he cannot use that money or food for any other Tzedakah. And the explanation is, b'fichu zeh tzedakah, machshava is enough to validate. It's like a neder, and if you designated anything for tzedakah in your mind, even if you didn't give it away, You have to give that for tzedakah, and therefore Matonas Sevyonim has the same rule. So obviously this halacha would indicate that Matonas Sevyonim is tzedakah. Then we would have a contradiction in the Bach, because the first source we brought today to prove that Matonas Sevyonim is Mishum Simchas Purim is the Bach, that even a Oni is Chayav Matonas Sevyonim. So would we be Machadash Anu Halacha, that Machshov is Machayav only a Oshir, but not an Oni? Because by the Oshir, it's also Mitzvah Tzedakah. But when we say that an Oni has to give Matonas Sevyonim, that's Mishum Simchas Purim. So why would Kavana or Machshava be enough to be Machayev? So would we argue that the Chiyuv of an Oni and Matonas Sevyonim is different than the Chiyuv of an Oshir and Matonas Sevyonim? Because the Oshir has two dinim, Tzedakah and Simchas Purim. By an Oni, it is based only on Simchas Purim. No, I don't think that approach is reasonable. I don't think we should say Shnei Dinim. Actually, one din that is complex. I always prefer one complex din than shnei dinim. And I think this is a din meyuchad, a din mesuyim, a tekonim yechedes, a mitzvah derabonon, which is based on both principles, tzedakah and simchas purim. We have to be mesameach leiv oni ve'evyon and have them participate in the general simcha of klal yisrael on purim. And actually, that is also tzedakah. So even though Anoni is potter from all other tzedakahs, he is chayev in this tzedakah. But it is tzedakah even regarding Anoni, and therefore there would be no nafkuman on a halacha between the chiyev of Anoni and the chiyev of Oshir in this mitzvah of Matonas Le'evyonim. I want to go on to argue that actually Mishloach Matonas and Matonas Sevyonim are two sides of exactly the same coin. And Mishloach Matonas and Matonas Sevyonim both are basically to ensure that everybody will be happy on Purim. At previous occasions, a year, two, three, 10, 20 years ago, many times I spoke about Mishloach Matonas and I argued that the two different reasonings we have from Mishloach Matonas, Sudas Purim, Tumas Adeshen, Achvo V'Simcho, Matonas Alevi, are one. They are not two. It is basically Lahavos B'Sudas Purim, which is an expression of Achvo V'Sholom V'Reyes and Simchas Purim, and this is the same as the Ritvo and the Rosh Hashanah Matonas Sevyonim. Matonas Sevyonim is a combination of tzedakah l'aniyim on one hand, and simchas purim, I would add on achvo v'reyes on the other. Regarding Purim HaMishulish, there's a big machlokes. According to the Mechaber, we give Matonas Sevyonim Friday together with Mikra Megillah. The Chazon Ish argues in Siman Kuf Nun Hei that we never separate Matonas Sevyonim from Mishloach Matonas. They always go together, and obviously, the basic idea of the Chazon Ish is Matonas Sevyonim Mishloach Matonas are the same, la'oshir, le're'eyu, and la'oni, but they are not two distinct and different ideas. The lashon of the kolboy is, tzorech l'shloach monos l'chaveroi, la'oshir shnei monos, la'oni, matona achas, which seems to be very clear, it's the same idea. But chazal were machayev, la'oshir shtei monos, La'ani matona achas. It is also clear in the Ritva that I quoted before, Ein medak dekin mishum simchas purim shuhakol samechem, and the Ritva goes on, Shaharei mishloach monos noisin afilu la'oshir. What does it have to do with Matonas Sevyonim? We're dealing with Matonas Sevyonim. But the Ritva argues, mishloach monos is a chatchila la'oshir, and therefore Matonas Sevyonim, but the Yevet could also be La'oshir, because both are based on the same idea to ensure that everybody will be part of Simchas Purim. The Ritva also includes a quote, Ein medaktikin kol ha'poshiyat noisim lo'i kol dichfin yeso v'yechol. We all remember where that line comes from. It comes from Agodesh of Pesach, kol dichfin yeso v'yechol. Has nothing to do with Mishloach Matonas or Matonas Sevyonim, but it's the same basic idea. I quoted the Rambam before, Simchas Yom Tov, a person has to invite גר יוסם אלמונו, עוני ואב יוין, דארץ זה הידיע וכל דכפני יסו וייכל, and the ריטבו, I don't think it's just a מליצה. I think there is a profound idea in this ריטבו. That is the basis of Mishloach Monos and Matonas Lev Yoinim. Not only Mishloach Monos, Matonas Lev Yoinim as well. So, one would ask, so why Matonas Lev Yoinim could be money, and Mishloach Monos should be Dafka, Oichel, Vemashke. My basic feeling is this. When you're dealing with an ani, with a poor and desperate person, you can never know what he needs and what he lacks. You're going to send him chumos, but he has no bread. You're going to send him chlein, but he has no fish. You might send him mustard, he has no meat. So what is he supposed to do? Make a salad from the chlein and the chumos and the mustard together and eat it? So when you're dealing with an ani, Chazal ba'oimek chachmosom said, might be a better idea to give him money because only he knows what he really lacks and what he really needs. However, when you're sending for an osher, we assume that he has the basics. Probably he has some bread, he has some wine. Whatever you send would just be an addition. It would just supplement and enhance his Sudas Purim, his Simchas Purim. Not so with an oni. Rabbi Simcha is an awesome Ech, Perek Beis of Hilchas Megillah and Aloha Tezayin, that Matonas Lev Yoinim should be either money or foodstuffs, not appliances, furniture, gifts, anything else, no. And this substantiates my argument. Matonas Lev Yoinim is just like Mishloach Monos. It definitely has to do with Sudas Yom Tov, with Sudas Purim and Simchas Purim. However, Chazal said, dealing with an ani, you could give money. It is even recommended to give money because only he knows what he really needs. I always make a point in my shiurim not only to quote those sources that support and substantiate what I want to be machadish, but also the problematic sources, and I'll do the same today. There are various halachas beker and achroinim which differentiate and they separate Mishloach Monos from Matonas Lev Yoinim Ki'ilu. There are two different halachas and based on different themes. My opinion is differently, as I just made clear, but nevertheless, let's go through those sources. The Bi'alocha quotes the Prima Godim that's Mesupik, whether a person could be Mekayim de Mitzvah with Matonim and Aslahachzia, and they differentiate between Mishloach Monos. Mishloach Monos is to enhance Sudas Purim. So if the recipient can't eat the food, that cannot be any mitzvah. However, Matonas Lev Yoinim is a matona. Chazal say matona manas la'achza have matona. To me, this chiddush is extremely difficult to accept, regardless of the definition of Matonas Lev Yoinim. Whether it's Simchas Purim or Tzedakah, Matonas la'achza is defined as nesina, but zil bosor tama. We always have to understand the rationale of a mitzvah and its essence. But nevertheless, according to my opinion, there could be no difference between Mishloach Monos and Matonas Lev Yoinim. The only difference is zela osher, zela oni, ze ba'oichel, ze bekesef. But regarding all other halachas, they are the same because both are the same idea. Both are to enhance Sudas Purim and Simchas Purim. And therefore, to me, it is clear that when Matonas Lazo one cannot be Mekayim, neither Mishloach Monos nor Matonas Lev Yoinim. The Mishnah Berurah also quotes the Binyan Tzion that regarding Mishloach Monos, it is preferable to send with a Shaliach. But many times in the past, B'chsav u'bal peh, I expressed my feeling that there is no difference whether you give it yourself or Alidei Shaliach. And there definitely would be no difference between Mishloach Monos and Matonas Lev Yoinim. Many Achronim deal with the question, could a person give Mishloach Monos or Matonas Lev Yoinim before Purim on the condition that it will arrive to the recipient on Purim? And some of the Achronim differentiate between Mishloach Monos and Matonas Lev Yoinim, arguing that Mishloach Monos is no, but Matonas Lev Yoinim yes, because regarding tzedakah, the ikar is that the ani receives it on Purim. Once again, in my opinion, they're both the same. Why would there be a difference between Mishlachmonas and Matonas Evyonim? There are two sides of the same coin, and the last halacha I want to question is Turei Oven, Megillat Av Zayin, also quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in the halacha. Turei Oven is specific. If I give two monos for an ani, whether I could wrap together Mishlachmonas and Matonas Evyonim and be Makayim both mitzvahs b'chodah machta. And the entire problem that Tura Oven has with this is Einais and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. I think its basic approach and assumption is it is only a coincidental combination of the two. And therefore, why not? In my opinion, understanding that Mishloach Matzah and Matonas Rav Yoinim are basically the same idea, but nevertheless, in the Megillah, it is not stated Mishloach Monois O Matonas Rav Yoinim, but rather both, and therefore to me it is clear. Two separate mitzvahs and chiyuvim, Mishloach Monois Sheyehu, and besides the Mishloach Monois, Matonas Rav Yoinim. And therefore one cannot combine the two and send monois to an ani to be mekayim both. You have to give monois l're'eyo, and besides that, matonois l'evyoinim. Now, the re'eyo could also be an evyoin, but mishloach monois l'chod and matonois l'chod, it has to be matonois l'evyoinim, matonach l'shne evyoinim, and to a third person, shtein matonois. That third person could be either an ani or an oshir. Doesn't necessarily have to be Oshir, but it has to be a third offering, not one of the two. Kach nal ani yazdaiti lefi darki. Chayv nishal v'suma ad delo yoda. And this aloha, in the eyes of Gedoyle Hadoyes, was so difficult to understand. I think it is therefore that we find so many pirushim that seem to be far-fetched in this basic halacha. And people really have difficulty understanding what objective would be in getting drunk. Why would there be a mitzvah of ad delo yoda? So if in Purim a person has to reach a stage in which he doesn't really differentiate between Or HaMoed and Baruch Mordechai, when exactly are we supposed to sing Shoshanas Yankov? Rosh Hashanah? Pesach? Yom Kippur? Which is Yom Kippurim? I mean, why was this formulated, Shoshanas Yankov, Tzolav Samecha, Or HaOmen, V'Boruch Mordechai? When, if not on Purim? So the Rambam writes, and that is also the opinion of the Ramo, he has to drink till he falls asleep, and when a person sleeps, he doesn't know Ben Or HaOmen, V'Boruch Mordechai. Seems to be a very strange pshat. So why wouldn't Chazal say a person has to drink till he falls asleep? Or Chas Chaim, quoted in the Bais Yosef, says you have to drink until you can no longer quote the entire pasuk, the long formulation, not the abbreviation, not the short one. Or HaMoed Baruch Mordechai Arur Hazer Sheishes Maftidi Gam Chavroinu Zochal HaToiv. The Mogen of Rome goes to such an extreme, and he says that Or HaMoed Baruch Mordechai have the same gematria. If you can't figure out the numerical value of Or HaOmen and Baruch Mordechai, then you're no longer mechuyev to drink. But all these pirushim seem to be far-fetched and are not mesyashev lifi pshuton shel devarim. I want to share with you my idea. And my feeling is mokum henichu leizgadar, and maybe this is the right pshat. Esther menatoy lemenayin, egemorim chulam kufla metes shenem avonoichi haster astor ponai. Other people might argue that Pshat in the Gemara is just, you know, the words. Seems to be a Meshach Milim. Esther, Hester, they have the same tone, sound the same, but that is not the way we should learn Chazal. There's got to be some more profound Pshat in Esther, Menatoyim, Menayim, Shalem, Menayim, Yaseh, Aseh, Ponai. Chazal always speak about Pnimius. It is not just the sound. Neis Purim is a Neis Nistar, and the entire day is Behestar Ubehelam. The Neis was a Neis Nistar. It is the only miracle we commemorate and remember, which within the realm of natural phenomena. Nothing was lamala medeach ha-teva. Sholosh le-golam are tremendous, dramatic, miraculous events. Seres ha-makis, kriyas yamsef, mamed har-sinai, anane ha-kovoid. Totally above and beyond natural phenomena. Even Nes Hanukkah was a Nes Pach HaShemen, which was clearly lamala medeach ha-teva. Purim is different. It was entirely a natural process. But anybody that really opened his eyes saw Yad Hashem and Hashgacha Protes v'nahafachu ashiyishlatu yudu mehimu b'sedeim, and every stage that seemed to be a terrible gzeira at the end turned out to be nisim v'nefrois rachamei shemayim and salvation for Klal Yisrael. Megillah is the lashon of Gilui. Esther is Hester. The entire idea of Purim is Gilui Haseiso, revealing the hidden elements in Hashgachas Hashem. And my feeling is that that is the reason we don't say Halal on Purim. And a Megillah Daf Yudala de Gamosas Kiusas Uhilulo, we Yoitza Halal with the Megillah. How strange. But in the entire Megillah, there isn't one posuk of Shevach, Hoidoya, Halal, Shir. Not one expression of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a story. From the first posuk to the last, it is only a story. So why shouldn't we say Halal? And actually, why not? Those 5 or 10 minutes of Halal, why not? And my feeling is, Nes Purim was a Nes Nistar, the Halal is a Halal Nistar. Everything is in concealment, and that is the idea. Gilui Haseisa, bringing out the Pnimius. There's a Gevaldik Remez in the name of the Gra. The first Mishnah, Megillah Nakreis, Yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalef, Tezvav, Loi Puchas Velayoisa. When you add on the numerical value of Yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalef, Tezvav, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, what you get is 65. 65 is the Gematria of Shem Adnei. Lo pachot, kama ze pachot mi yud alef, is 10. Velo yoiso. What is more than 15? 16. 10 plus 16 is 26. That is the gemati of Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is Gilui, Shem Adnea is Hester. And that is why the Gemara says in Pesachim Dafnon, Biyorim Eze, Lo kishem shani nichtov ani nikro. Ani nichtov biyud kev, ani nikro ba alef dalet. When we in the Tefillah or in Torah find Shem Havaya, we do not say Shem Havaya. That should not be pronounced only Liyosed Lovay. We say Adne, Adoshem. Liyosed Lovay Kishem Shenichtev Kachani Nikro. As long as we are in Hester, Polim, and Golos, in this world, we cannot say Havaya. Because Havaya is Gilui. Liyosed Lovay, when the posuk v'niglo kvoid Hashem will be manifested, only then could we say Shem Havaya. Shem Havaya is Gilui, Shem Adni is Hester, and that is the Remez Megillah Nikreis, Yud Alef Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Alef Tezvav, Shem Adne Samachei V'Oy Puchas V'Layoisa Nat Havaya. It is a different Bechino. And maybe that is the understanding. Chayevine Shele V'Sumei Ad Lo Yoda. Throughout the year, if you'll ask anybody, any Jew, who is cursed and who is blessed, mi boroch v'mi oror, of course I'll say, orohom en v'boroch Mordechai. Everybody wants to be politically correct. Nobody wants to say the wrong things and be on the wrong side. You know, it is only natural and obvious. We won't even think. But on Purim, that is not enough. On Purim, we drink until the mind is totally blurred, and then the heart has to speak for itself. Until his mind no longer could differentiate between Oroham and Aboroham Mordechai, and the heart, our neshama, has to scream Oroham on Aboroham Mordechai. Our pnimius has to say Oroham on Aboroham Mordechai. Nechnes Yayin Yotzu Soid, when a person drinks, what he truly feels comes out. His inner emotions and his deepest feelings, and that is the essence of Purim. גילוי שבסתר. נכנס יין יוצא סויד, there are three סוידס. בסויד ישורים ועדו, סויד השם ליראיו, סויד ישורים, סויד יראים, כי אם גילו סויד אל עבודם הנביאים, סויד נביאים. And that is the Rosh Hashanah's Yayin. Yayin is Yeshorim Yireim and Neviim. Nechnes Yayin, Yotzu Soid. We very much hope that when we drink, the Soidas that will come out will be positive ones. What will really come out will be Baruchom and Vaboruch Mordechai. We hope that the Soid will be Soid Yeshorim, Soid Yireim, and Soid Neviim, and not Chas V'Shalom and the other Soidas. That is the idea of Chai Vinish Levesuna, Adel Yoda Ben Arahomon, Leboruch Mordechai. Let's all have a beautiful Purim. And I always quote this Vesemis. This Vesemis says that Purim has a special Zgula, Lemapolas Ho'oivim. These are days that have a special Zgula of Venahafochu, Asher Yishutu HaYehudim Heimo B'Soinayim. It is very well known, the unbelievable remez in Aseres B'nai Haman in Megillas Esther, there are three letters that are smaller than the others. A Tof, a Shin, and a Zayin. One letter is bigger than all the others, and that is the Vav of Vaizoso. You know, we could never know, but we really believe that everything is Ashgocha Protos, Koyle Doris Maroshan. It is quoted in the name of the Ramban and the Goan that Lekemide de Loramiza Biuraisa, every historical event has a remez somewhere Bekizvei HaKodesh. So in 1946, I think it was, the Nuremberg trials, when 10 of the greatest Nazi murderers, Yimach Shemam Vezichram, were hanged, and that was Tav Shin Zayin Le'elef Hashishi. Who knows? Maybe that's the remez in Tav Shin Zayin and Aseres B'nai Haman. Haman was Mezera Amalek, and in our generation there was no greater Amalek than Hitler and his Nazi murderers, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. I actually saw an article that was printed in 1946 in October in the Newsweek describing the execution of those 10 Amalekans. And when Julius Streicher, who was the editor of the Stürmer, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro V'Nimach Zichuro Malazkiroi, when he was taken to the gallows, he looked at the witnesses that were sitting there, and he shouted, Purim Fest, 1946. So he actually mentioned Purim. Everything is Min HaShemayim. So these are days which have a special zgula, according to the Sfasemis, of Mapolas Oyvei Yisroel. V'yisha omdol avaseinu v'alonu shekol doyo v'doyo roim demaleinu l'chaloseinu v'kodesh bochum matzileinu miyodom. 1,000 kilometers away, in Iran, there is a new Haman who vows lahashmed laharig ulaabed es kol yehudim, a grave danger to the Jewish people. And we have betochen al hakadosh baruch hu shebachol doy vedoyram demaleinu lacharisenu vakadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyodom venahafoichu asher yishlutu hayehudim heimo besoineihem. We should hear Besoides Toivis. We should all have a wonderful Purim, a Purim Sameach, V'yismach Hashem B'masav, and B'korav B'yameinu. We should reach the ultimate Simcha of Klal Yisrael, B'bias Goel Tzedek, B'binyan Beis Hamikdash, B'mheirov V'yameinu, Amen.